Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
That was awful.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yay!
We're ready to play. Let's meet our contestants. Starting with the girl, which is Sheena. Good morning, Sheena.
Good morning, and it's Gina, G-I-N-A.
So
Gina.
Sorry.
Already I'm messing everything up.
That's all right.
Oh, heck no.
What do you do, Gina?
I actually work part-time at King Soopers, and I'm a full-time mom.
Very good. Which cool. King Soopers? So we can stop in and razz you a little bit.
Absolutely. At 64th and McIntyre.
Very good. Well, listen, good luck to you today.
You are
going up against Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm a fine art printer and I'm a full-time dad.
Hey, fine art printer.
What does fine art printer mean?
We do editions of artists' work.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Like local artists, or like, can you get me a Mona Lisa on the slide?
Oh, no Mona Lisas. I'd like one of those. No, some national artists. Yeah.
I don't
can
know.
Can you print crappy art, too?
Yeah. Does it have to be fine? Yeah.
No, some of it isn't, but that's okay.
Am I the only one who thinks the Mona Lisa is overrated? If I had to pick from all of the paintings in the history of the world,
I don't like it. Yeah.
I don't think that would make my top 20.
Yeah, she's silently judging you.
Mm. She looks like my wife when I don't unload the dishwasher.
Than you might imagine.
Yeah, Joe, have you ever seen the documentary about the theft of the Mona Lisa back in like the early?
I have not.
There's this documentary I would encourage our listeners to check out. It's about how the Mona Lisa was stolen there in Paris in the early 1900s. And up until that point, the Mona Lisa was not famous at all. I mean, it was just another one of those, you know, it was obviously a classical artist, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't famous until it got stolen. And it was missing for like 2 or 3 years before they finally recovered it. Anyway.
Where'd they find it?
I'm going to make you watch the documentary.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to watch this documentary.
No.
Some of our listeners will watch it. It's very fascinating.
I doubt it.
You know, typical men, you always want the girl when she's gone. You know, you always want what you can't have.
I think it's fascinating. I bet Joe watches it.
No.
Here's the
way. I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. It's, I don't know if it's called How They Stole the Mona Lisa or something like that.
I'm going to tell the artist, hip tip, have somebody steal it. It'll become
right. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
All right, here's the way this works. Emily is going to ask Joe some girl questions. Jeremy will ask Gina some boy questions. Best out of three wins. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And as always, Boys Against the Girls is brought to you by La Peep, the original Colorado breakfast concept. So one of you is going to be getting a nice little La Peep certificate.
Yum.
We alternate who goes first. Girls go.
I need a date night.
Or a date morning.
It's a date breakfast.
It's a walk of shame meal, girl.
All right, so girls are going first today, Jeremy.
All right, my sweet little vagina. Here we go. The trailer for the latest X-Men Wolverine movie was released about 5 days ago. I need you to tell me the title of this new Wolverine movie.
Oh, my goodness.
It's only one word. It's just called Logan, which is his real name. Logan.
Okay. That's his real name.
Check it out. It's coming out in March.
I'll check it out right after that Mona Lisa documentary.
I don't mind you guys mocking me. There's some of our listeners who will watch that.
Don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
Don't be mad.
I know who I'm working with, Jeremy.
Don't be mad.
I could never get mad at anything you two would say. All right, let's go on to Joe.
Hey, Joe, I need you to tell me, which actress did Tom Cruise publicly criticize when she admitted to using prescription drugs to help her postpartum depression?
What?
Oh,
I remember
that.
Scandalous.
Winston, Bette Midler.
She was having her hot flashes when
never
this happened.
Depressed.
Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
Brooke Shields.
Duh.
Scandalous. All right, back to Gina.
All right, Gina, what two baseball teams are playing in the World Series?
Let's see, not the Rockies. I don't know.
Oh, no.
New York Cubbies.
Cubbies. Cubbies and Indians.
Oh, Gina.
It's all right.
All right, we're still 0-0. Back to Joe.
Hey, Joe, you hip man, you. Who is the celebrity that will be appearing in tonight's version of Carpool Karaoke with James Corden?
What?
Hey, look, if you have your finger on the pulse of all things that are hip.
Yeah, I don't know what. Okay, what celebrity?
Hurry.
Gwen? No. I don't know.
She's your answer for everything.
Is that Lady Gaga?
It's the Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine that. Right.
Not doing well.
It's right. Still 0-0. Back to Gina.
Gina, the USS Ronald Reagan and the USS John F. Kennedy are what types of military vehicles?
Say anything.
Hummers.
Hummers? No, that's not Hummers. Hummers. Those are aircraft carriers.
They're big aircraft carriers.
Do they name Hummers?
Yeah, I know that. My brother's
going to
throttle me.
Oh, I'm
no.
going to throttle you.
No, you're a mother. Don't let him throttle you.
That'll be weird for your brother.
And me.
Okay, so listen. Here's what this comes down to. If Joe gets this, the game is over. It'll be a piddly 1-0 victory, but still a victory nonetheless.
Come on, Joe.
If Joe misses it, we go to overtime.
Joe.
Oh, man. Okay, come
Joe,
on.
Joseph.
Bring it.
It is rumored that Taylor Swift's hit Bad Blood is about whom?
Taylor Swift's Bad Blood is about Justin Bieber.
His daughter. Good. I'm so glad your daughter didn't give you the answer on that.
Just had a connection.
Who is it, daughter?
She's so mad at me.
Is it Katy Perry? Yes, it is Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
God. I hate to break this to our listeners, but we have to go to sudden death overtime. We have to. First one to get one right wins. Gina is first.
All right, Gina. It's time for a car question. I need to know, how many quarts of blinker fluid does the typical American-made SUV hold?
12.
Oh, God.
No.
Zero.
It's a,
zero.
It's a trick question. There's no such thing as blinker fluid. It's
yeah. Okay.
You said blinker fluid?
That's what I said.
You
man.
Have to focus.
Oh my goodness, there's my hair color. Okay.
Come on, give me one of those. Give me one of those. Come on.
Joe?
Yeah, give him one, please.
Kourtney Kardashian has 3 kids. I need you to give me the name of one of them.
Kourtney Kardashian's 3 kids.
Bette Midler.
I don't know, Ace.
Ace?
No, yeah. not, no. You no. could have said Mason or Rain or Penelope.
I hate awesome. To. I hate awesome. To.
I was just trying to form the word Mason. I, Ace.
Yeah.
Mason.
I hate to break this to our listeners, but the game continues. We are back to Gina.
Gina, according to CDOT, how often should you rotate the air in your tires?
Rotate. You don't rotate the air. You rotate the tire.
That game is over.
Big bang. Sweet redemption.
She puzzled one out.
She paid attention.
Good girl.
You got to admit, Jeremy was being extremely generous.
Extremely.
Absolutely, because I didn't even know the Kardashian one.
That's
all right. Oh, all right, well, now,
you never admit that.
Gina, I got to tell you, you got your date night. You are headed out. It'd have to be a date lunch, though. Or breakfast.
You're right. I did think that later. Up until 3, I think.
So, listen, Joe, it was a pretty weak effort, but
that was bad, yeah. Sorry,
but I do have, I need to make sure that you take your medicine like a man. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Girls rule.
Yeah, you do.
It's been so long since we've heard that.
I know. It was hard for me to find the button for it. I had to blow the dust off of it.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.